Welcome to Flea Market. We're here on the 2nd of July,
Hello.
Wednesday. Hello.
Hi, Leah.
Hello, Cronus. How are you doing?
Good, good.
This is our sequel. We are in Canada.
Oh, that's right. We're in Canada. What a wonderful country.
Where are you from, Cronus?
No comment.
Oh, and we're starting out in Section A with Paul and a salesman. Remember, we have Paul, Wei, and Trev.
And why is this a sequel?
Well, because last month we also had a story about flea markets.
So that kind of means part two.
Right. Remember last month we had the garage sale, and then, well, Paul, Wei, and Trev showed up at a very large flea market. Now they are kind of wandering around and enjoying a flea market. What is a flea market?
A flea market is like a kind of a larger garage sale. It's so many things for sale. Some of it looks like junk. Some of it is really cool old stuff. Things people don't want anymore.
And you normally, if you think of a garage sale, you think of it being one family that's holding it. But with a flea market, you think of maybe 30, 40 groups of people who come together. Everyone has their own little stall all together selling whatever they want to get rid of.
Paul is checking out the collectibles area. So what would be in the collectibles area?
Things you collect. So
like
maybe
dolls,
right?
Coca-Cola products, like
Definitely.
Cans and jars and everything Coca-Cola.
Maybe old items like some antiques, some old radios, or maybe just anything that people could collect. And this is one area in the flea market. Maybe they have a hardware area, furniture area.
Bicycles.
This is the collectibles area.
So the salesman walks over, although we wouldn't really call him a salesman. It's just the guy who owns the stuff in this part of the collectibles area.
Flea market dude.
Yeah, flea market dude. Do you like that vintage clock? It's almost 50 years old. So this is, he's trying to make a sale with Paul or at least be friendly. And vintage clock.
Vintage is a word that a lot of times when you hear it, you go, ooh, that's
vintage.
Great. When I was in college, everyone was buying vintage clothes, which just meant secondhand, older clothes. And a lot of times vintage can mean something is out of date, but it normally means it's of a higher quality. It has a lasting appeal. So through all the decades, it continues to be popular.
Like a car, maybe like a Mustang.
Ooh.
A Ford Mustang.
It never goes out of style.
Lots of people like those cars. They could be called a vintage car.
And Paul says, really? It almost looks brand new. So if something is brand new, it's never been used before. And that's something you have to watch out for at flea markets, because
almost everything is secondhand.
But a lot of times they tell you, oh, it's 50 years old, but it looks like it's 1 year old and came from the local grocery store.
Yeah.
He says, and the color designs are so retro.
Well, this is kind of going along with the idea of vintage. If something's retro, it's from a different style, a different period of time. You might have retro clothes, so your clothes are from the 70s.
The salesman says, well, in the 50s, that clock used to be inside a drive-in burger joint. So if you go to a drive-in burger joint, maybe you go to a place where you can pull up, park your car, order a burger, maybe you sit in your car.
Maybe the girl comes out with the skirt on and on roller skates and takes your order. It's like the Flintstones.
Yeah. There you go. So that clock was in there. So maybe it's blue and white, if you ask me, for the color designs. Paul says, no way. My parents used to hang out at those places.
So his parents used to go to drive-in burger joints when they were teenagers.
Now, he's not saying not a chance. He's saying, cool, hey.
Unbelievable.
That's awesome. I want this because it reminds me of something my parents used to do. Salesman says, this is one of my favorite items.
Oh, so he's letting Paul know that he really likes this clock and he's going to sell it. But only for the right price.
Ooh. Well, Paul wants to know before he thinks about buying it, how did you get it?